This evening marks the third night of Passover, the holiday that celebrates the deliverance of the Jewish people from bondage in Egypt. For a group of Jews here in Southern California called the Wilderness Torah, it's a time not only to reflect on the Passover story, but to relive it. Judy Silber from member station KALW has this report.
About 150 people are gathered around an outdoor fire. In the expanse of a vast desert night, they sing a soulful Jewish tune. They're here to remember the Passover story, where the Israelites were slaves in Egypt before they crossed the Red Sea into the desert. Zelly Golden is founding director of Wilderness Torah, which organizes the event.
We're doing something that's simultaneously, in some ways, new, but as old as Judaism and perhaps even older.
He says participants can find meaningful connections in the desert.
The connections we find in tribe, the relationship with each other, with inside of ourselves, with the earth, and with God, with spirit.
Usually Passover is celebrated with what's called a Seder, a big meal where the story is told. Most people here did that at home. Then they drove to this spot in the Southern California desert, just outside Death Valley National Park, and pitched their tents. For several days, they'll sing, pray, and ponder the holiday's lessons.
I'm Jacqueline Marks. We just finished breakfast. We had delicious matzah brei, and I woke up to the sun rising and some music, and it was beautiful.
Back home in the San Francisco Bay Area, Marks is active in her Reform synagogue. Other participants come from Judaism's conservative and Orthodox movements, while some aren't observant at all. Regardless, they're here to immerse in Jewish culture.
You know, I'm not totally in my comfort zone, but that's why I'm here, is to do something different, to really get in touch with my own self and my own needs and my spiritual side.
Which is what Passover in the desert is all about, says organizer Zelly Golden.
Because really, the Passover experience for us is not just about telling the story of the Exodus, but it's about taking that story and turning it into a meaningful, personal experience.
In a large open tent that barely shields the intense sun, the group reads from the Torah. Then they veer from tradition. Golden says each person will stake out an isolated spot in the wilderness to learn what the desert has to offer them.
There is some mystery here. You go out to be in the land by yourself, and you know, it might just be a nice walk in the sunshine, in the wind, and it might be a lot more.
After a few hours, as the day fades to dusk, everyone returns to camp. The group gathers once more to sing and dance in celebration. Jacqueline Marks came here wanting to connect with a spirituality she doesn't feel in her everyday life.
What I love about Wilderness Torah and these types of immersive retreats is they're full of so much song and music and prayer and teaching, and I have not found such a deep spiritual connection to Judaism and to God in other places.
Exactly the kind of connection Wilderness Torah hopes to inspire. For NPR News, I'm Judy Silber.